there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Wednesday, the 24th of January, 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $11,087. Bitcoin's had an interesting 24 hours. We saw Bitcoin kind of trading at $10,674, going up to the current price of $11,087. Bitcoin's dominance is currently at 34.7% of the current market cap, which is $538 billion. Ethereum is at $1,019, up 2% the last 24 hours. Ethereum's had an interesting 24 hours as well. We saw a low of $966 and then making its way up to the high of the last 24 hours, which is $1,061, kind of going back down to the current level, which is $1,019. Cardano is something that we haven't been going through on the levels recently, but it's something that we have a position at SVK Crypto, and we really believe in the technology and have a strong conviction on. So Cardano is currently trading at 61 cents, up 6% the last 24 hours. Cardano's low point last 24 hours, around 51 cents, so it's been doing really well. Cardano was one of the coins, actually, that got hit pretty badly in the last couple of weeks. Cardano, strong team. As I said, we've got a really strong conviction in the project. It's known in the community as the quote-unquote Ethereum killer. It was trading at around $1.05 before we saw the market come down a little bit. It's currently trading at 61 cents. Really interesting proposition. The current market cap's $15.3 billion. The trading volume last 24 hours is $637 million as well. So it's a very stable coin at present. NEO is currently trading at $134, up 8% the last 24 hours. NEO, we've been talking about NEO for the last couple of weeks, and we've been telling you guys about the current levels, and we've also been telling you that $100 level is a really interesting level to start looking at building a position if you don't already have one in NEO. NEO is a great team. I'm going to the NEO DevCon in San Francisco next week, so if anyone's there, please let me know. It'd be great to go for a beer and hook up. The last 24 hours of NEO, we saw a low point of around $118, which was when I reported yesterday the kind of price it was at. Up the high point was around $140, coming back down to $134. So it's been doing really well the last 24 hours. We see NEO as a, 4 to 5x proposition by the end of play this year if they execute on all of the tasks that they've set themselves out for this year. But listen, this is not financial advice. This is just our in-house view. Remember to do your own research on all coins, tokens out there, because believe me, there's many of them. I think we have at present in the marketplace nearly 1,500 cryptocurrencies out there. So remember to do your own due diligence. Remember to keep your security a high priority. Always use, a hardware wallet, a paper wallet, or, some type of security. Do not leave your funds on exchanges if you have the option not to. And if you need any information on the best security things or methods, please feel free to reach out to us. We've done a really good presentation on this, so we're more than happy to send it your way. With that in mind, let's jump to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash.
Find crypto news stories from around the world.
Russian bill draft requires government officials to declare crypto assets. An interesting story, so let's jump into it. In a recent interview of the Russian news outlet Gazeta, chairman of the State Duma Committee on Financial Markets, Anatoly Aksakov, stated that the current draft of Russian cryptocurrency bill requires government officials to declare their cryptocurrency investments. The draft is currently under review by the Russian Ministry of Finance and the Central Bank, with the final version of the bill slated to be released no later than January 1st, 2018, according to Forklog. As of now, government officials are not required to declare their cryptocurrency assets because of a lack of proper definition and regulation of cryptocurrencies. According to a recent announcement by the Russian Ministry of Labor, thus, Aksakov continues in his interview with Gazeta, if the new bill does define cryptocurrencies as property, all properties owned by a State Duma MP has to be declared, including cryptocurrencies. Russia is not the only country to consider making it a legal requirement for government officials to declare their cryptocurrency holdings. Earlier this week, South Korean National Assembly's Administrative and Security Committee have reportedly introduced a new bill to require officials to declare their crypto assets. This has happened after some employees of the Financial Supervisory Service, the FSS, were accused of insider trading of Bitcoin. Great story. Let's get to the next one. Regulated out of existence. Stiglitz and Swiss bank bash Bitcoin at Davos. Slightly negative story, but it's one that needs to be reported on. So let me know your thoughts on it. Let's get into it. The currently ongoing 2018 World Economic Forum, the WEF, is so far producing negative feedback on Bitcoin, as economists including Joseph Stiglitz line up to proclaim the superiority of fiat currency. Addressing Bloomberg TV audiences during the annual event in Davos, Switzerland, the professor and Nobel Prize winner said that cracking down on secret Bitcoin use cases would regulate it out of existence. We have a good medium of exchange called the dollar. We can trade in that. Why do people want Bitcoin? For secrecy, he said. Stiglitz was joined by Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan, who in a speech also argued for tough restrictions on how Bitcoin can be used. There is an important principle. Similar activities should be similarly regulated, he told listeners. And Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies have some characteristics of other investment instruments. You can't, on the one hand, heavily restrict cash, and on the other hand, permit fully anonymous instruments that to a great extent can be used for all manner of transactions. The WEF has traditionally brought together prominent opponents and fence-sitters on Bitcoin and blockchain technology, with Cointelegraph in attendance at this year's event. While cryptocurrency markets continue in a bearish cycle this month, Bitcoin price forecasts have become decidedly more down-to-earth, while outright critics have also softened their stance. Fellow Nobel Prize-winning economist Robert Shiller, who in September 2017 described Bitcoin as the best example of a bubble, went on record last week to say he doesn't know what to make of Bitcoin ultimately. Very negative story. These guys obviously haven't done any work on Bitcoin, and they're just spilling out their views that no one really cares about. So I think they need to go and do some work on what the movement is and what the underlying technology of this is as well. Let's get to the next story. PhD student wins one Bitcoin for cracking DNA code challenge. Great story, positive for the space, so let's jump in. A young PhD student has won one Bitcoin for cracking a code in a tube of DNA. A challenge created at the 2015 World Economic Forum in Davos. University of Antwerp doctoral student Sander Woots successfully solved the DNA storage Bitcoin challenge before the deadline set by its creator, European Bioinformatics Institute Professor Nick Goldman. Goldman was still willing to send me a tube of DNA, Woots recounts, in an accompanying release about how he only decided to enter at the end of 2017 after seeing a tweet from the well-known British scientist. The DNA contained instructions on how to claim the Bitcoin. The logo of the European Bioinformatics Institute is a drawing of James Joyce and a few other things. Roots and a small team collaborated to win the prize, even organizing a small hackathon to widen the potential for cracking the DNA code. As the 2018 Davos Forum gets underway, with Cointelegraph in attendance, Roots is the latest example in what has been a common trend in Bitcoin for several years: incentivizing innovation, mostly through hackathons, to further the capabilities of new technology. Roots continued about the challenge's background. To be honest, I have my doubts about the feasibility of using DNA to store data. This challenge changed that. Now I know very well that this new technology offers great opportunities and may even offer future research. He added that he would use the Bitcoin prize money to fund research and reward those who helped him win. Great story. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Chris Benaski, and you can go follow him at CBenaski. And here is the tweet. Bitcoin did an ICO. Litecoin did an ICO. Monero did an ICO. Don't conflate ICO with crypto. Great tweet. Remember to follow Chris for all relevant crypto news and hear his very passionate views about the space as well. The second tweet goes to Armin Van Bitcoin. Great name. And you can go follow him at Armin Van Bitcoin. And here's the tweet. Lightning Network continues to grow at a staggering rate, doubling in size in the last 72 hours. Companies like Coinbase and BitPay can either keep up and implement SegWit or become dinosaurs like AOL. Nodes, 184, channels, 461, and capacity, 2.76 Bitcoin. Interesting tweet. Go follow Armin. He has some strong views as well about the space, but go follow them both to stay on top of the situation and keep listening to the SVK Crypto 15 Minutes of Crypto Fame podcast. Let's get to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
First of all, we'd like to thank everyone that came down to our event last night at WeWork Bishopsgate. A great vibe that was going down, and I feel it went down really well with the crowd as well. So I want to thank everyone that came down. It was great to meet all the listeners that were in attendance. And also, if you grabbed a beer with us afterwards, we want to thank you for that as well. That that was good fun. But it was a great event for anyone that wasn't there. We held it at a really cool place in the city of London. We had myself and Shane, the CEO of SVK Crypto, one of the main guys over here. And we went through the basics of how to buy Bitcoin. It was a really basic level event, but I feel that when we do our slightly larger type events, kind of 650 people plus, that a lot of people are still looking for the basics. So we thought we'd do a smaller type event and incorporate the new people into the space for that. So we'd like to give back at SVK Crypto. We'd like to give back to the community. A great event. We're going to be releasing the date for the next event in the next couple of days. So stay tuned. I will obviously let you guys know as soon as we've got that clamped down. But what I want to talk about today was two things that I feel are of interest. So CoinFi was a really interesting ICO that was coming out. Now, what happened to CoinFi? So, before it even entered the crowd sales stage, because they raised all their funds in Ether, and Ether had a great rally, and they raised this, you know, a while back now in a private pre-sale. When it came to the crowd sale, they didn't actually need to raise any of the funds because they'd already raised it all in the private sale because the price of Ether had grown or increased more than they were originally expecting. Now, if anyone doesn't know, CoinFi's technology platform basically offers trading signals, trading algorithms, automated trading bots, and data feeds. Had a really good team, guys from JP Morgan based out in, guys from Goldman Sachs. The main CEO is from Goldman Sachs. I believe his name is Tim Tam, based in Singapore at the minute. A really good ICO, one that had a lot of hype around it. But they pulled it off. And what's happened now is anyone that signed up for the whitelisting is going to receive 2,500 free CoinFi tokens. And today we found out they're going to be listing on Huboy, which is an exchange out in Asia. And they're going to be listing, I believe, on the 29th. So that's what's going on with CoinFi, which is super interesting to hear. And we're hearing it more and more, by the way, when private pre-sale funds have been collected. The price of Ether has gone up 20-30%. They've raised 70% of the ICO in the pre-sale. So when the price of Ether goes up by 30%, they have all the money, all the funds they need, and they put it off the table, which is quite frustrating, I'm sure, for many of the people that wanted to be part of CoinFi. The second ICO I want to talk about is Trinity. Now, Trinity is a really interesting ICO that was going to help Neo with the scalability issues on the blockchain, or on their blockchain. The hard cap for Trinity was $30 million. The ICO finished last week. The ICO price was 6 cents. The hard cap was, as I said, $30 million. The current price, and it started trading in the last 24 hours, is 30 cents. So it's had a really interesting 24 hours, to say the least. It's a really good project, a really good team behind them, and what they're doing has a real use case, which is very important. A lot of ICOs that you see out there, the use cases are a little bit questionable, but Trinity is a really good use case. So we recommend looking into them if you're looking for new positions, or you're looking to do some more research on certain areas of the crypto space. So look into Trinity, a really good team, a really good proposition. Before I finish up, I want to take a few seconds to talk about the SVK Crypto crowd. And for those that don't know, the SVK Crypto crowd is basically an alliance of like-minded cryptocurrency enthusiasts and investors looking to aggregate funds to go into deals at very early stages. we have been promoting the SVK crypto crowd to the London audiences and obviously on the podcast. We have had great demand for the SVK crypto crowd, a little more than expected, actually. So the emails are going to be sent out today to everyone, letting people know if they're in or out of the crowd. But we're working on a few deals at the minute, so I just wanted to keep you guys updated because I know I've had a few emails inquiring what's going on and what we're currently doing with the crowd. So that's what's going on at the minute. We're negotiating a few different ICOs or people that are about to launch an ICO. Really, really interesting proposition. So I'm really looking forward to sharing more once we have everything signed up and we have our allocation that's made clear to us. Because the last thing I want to do is talk about a few ICOs that we might not come through. So we're working very hard to make that happen. The team here are working very hard as well. And believe me, we're going to deliver. I'm going to deliver big. So that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a fantastic evening. Remember to tweet us at SVK underscore crypto and email myself CSTORY@SVKcrypto.com. Have a great evening and we're going to be back tomorrow. And we have an exclusive interview on Friday with R Block. So we're looking forward to that. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to an SVK crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK underscore crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.